What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, y'all? Okay, for most of y'all who didn't know, my husband and I took a much needed vacation to Vegas in April. And it was churnt. And it was so relaxing and it was a great way to get away from the kids. But things took a hectic turn when we got home. Yes, recently my father-in-law had a stroke. Yes, I know, but he's okay. He just can't move his left side, and he's at our house right now recovering. But it has been so crazy. We've been stressed. It's been a lot of work. So I told my husband, just to take the load off, that I got the kids. He doesn't have to worry about soccer practice. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Just take care of his father. I got it. But still, this mama is tired and drained. Yes. Like, every day I feel so tired because these kids are a lot. So let me tell y'all what's been going on with me and these kids. Okay, first of all, I have to take my son to soccer practice. Usually, my husband takes him, but I know that he has to stay with his dad because his dad can't really function by himself. So my husband stays, and I don't want my two other little ones to stay because they are on 100. Like, they run around, they do stuff, so when I'm going, they're coming with me because I know they get so hyper. Okay, so they come to soccer practice with me, and it's just ridiculously crazy, y'all, because I can't keep these two still. For real, they like to move around. They don't like to listen. They play on the playground. I never get a chance to see my son play because they are just on one whenever we go to soccer practice. So the other day, my parents were over and they were trying to help me out. They came to soccer practice with me. They said that they would help watch the kids while I go watch my son. But the thing that ended up happening is that my dad went to watch him while I stayed behind with my mom trying to keep the kids in line. Which, baby, it did not work because they were running around crazy. They didn't want to listen. They were just all over the place. So I had to take them to the car because by the end of the night, I was just over it. I was like, okay, everybody's going to the car. Usually, it's me by myself. And when I'm by myself, I'm telling y'all, it's crazy. Like, I was by myself one night and my two-year-old fell and hit his head on those little stairs that lead to the slide, and it was crazy. Okay, let me tell y'all what happened. So he was jumping off the stairs, and I was like, okay, stop doing that, you're gonna fall. Next minute I know, the kid took a jump, and he, for some odd reason, he flipped upside down and hit his head. And I was like, oh shoot, he hit his head. I panicked a little bit, y'all. I know, he's a boy, shouldn't panic, but I can't help it because I'm a mom, and it's like I panic all the time, even though my sons always do crazy stuff like jump off furniture anyways, I still panic. So I took him to the car. We stayed in the car for a little bit, and I was like, okay, I gotta go out there because my son is still out there playing soccer. So yes, going to soccer with them has been crazy, but it's like anything to help my husband out because I know he's going through it with his dad, And even though he doesn't show it, I know he's hella stressed. Guys, I don't know why you guys never tell us when you're stressed or like sad or anything. Like, express your feelings. Like, that's what we're here for. So yes, I'm asking him every day if he's okay, even though he's saying yes. I'm like, yeah, are you okay? Are you okay? That's why I'm trying to help as little as I can, as much as I can. I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to tell him not to worry about the kids. I'm telling him that I got it. All he has to focus on is his father, because I know it's a lot on him, y'all. It's a lot. Trust me, I see what's going on. Like, I could literally see what he's doing. Like, he has to pick him up. He has to take care of him. He has to do everything, basically, because his father cannot use his left side. So, it's on him. So, that's what's been going on. And I have to try to juggle these kids. So, another thing. Oh, my God. My two-year-old. So, we go to this thing called My Gym, where there's a lot of activities, and they teach the kids about structure, because, you know, in school, in the classroom, they have to sit on a rug. So in this place, they have a rug that they sit on, and then when they're ready, they could go play. So usually it's my husband and I. My husband and I do this together, and we take the kids to My Gym. So due to him not being able to, I was like, okay, I'm going to take this kid to My Gym because he needs to be there. And it's good because it's good for him, because he needs to be ready to go to school as soon as I could get this potty training thing started. Guys, I've been doing it. I've been being consistent. It's just that, oh my God, it's like the hardest thing with this kid. I just can't. But we are trying. We are trying together. We're going to get it. So let me tell you about my situation at My Gym with this kid. It is ridiculous, guys. Like, this kid doesn't want to sit on the rug. He screams. He throws himself down. He throws himself back. He doesn't want to do any activities. He holds his body so stiff that you can't hardly hold him. Like, you know how when kids hold their body stiff when they don't want to do anything? That's my kid. So, yes, the only thing he wants to do is play. He doesn't want to be in the gym doing little activities, clapping his hands, singing those songs. All he wants to do is play. So that's what we're struggling with right now. My goal right now is to take them to My Gym 2 days out of the week, every week, so he could get used to that structure, because I know that he's going to need it. So yes, it's been hectic, you guys. And on top of that, I have to do stuff like do laundry, cook. Cooking has been very, it's been a lot, because I have to make sure that I cook for everybody now, which I used to, but then we have like an extra mouth to feed, so I have to make sure that I cook enough food, which I'm getting good at. And after that, I have to make sure that all the dishes are washed, because baby, that sink is full. And now I have to make sure that I wash all the dishes, because we have people coming over in the morning to take care of my father-in-law. So yes, it's been a little crazy, but you know, we're gonna get through this. We're gonna make it. And yeah, I'm and even though the kids are driving me crazy, I think I'm enjoying that, you know, that extra time with them, because it's teaching me to be patient and teaching me a lot about myself. And also, wow, I have also been forgetting about myself, which is really, really, really bad. my self-care things, the only self-care I do right now is exercising, which I love, and I do every morning at 4:45 to be exact, and also dancing, because dancing makes me feel so good. But the thing I'm neglecting is taking 30 minutes away for myself and going into the room, locking the door, and just have my me time. And that's what my therapist suggests, and that's what I keep forgetting about. Trust me, I have it in my phone calendar every day at 6:30. The thing dings, and I look down, and it says, don't forget to take your self-care break. And I'm just washing the dish, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I really can't take my self-care break right now. I think the thing is that now that we have, like, an extra person, and I know my husband has to, you know, take care of him, I'm afraid to go into that room because I'm like, but the kids don't need me. But I know I have to take that time for myself, which is very important. That cannot be my excuse, because before then, my excuse was I didn't have time. But now my excuse was my father-in-law is, you know, my husband needs to take care of him, and I have to stay back and watch the kids. So I have to get better at that. So, yes, that's what's been up with us. That's what's been going on. It's been a roller coaster. It really has. It still is. Update. My update is that he's moving his left side a tiny little bit, but not enough. He still can't walk. He still can't do most stuff for himself. But like I said, we are going to get through this, and I'm just staying by my husband's side like 100% and helping out and just taking a load off by just taking care of the kids and making sure the kids are straight and not having him to worry about taking the kids' spaces, because I basically do everything when it comes to taking the kids to the grocery store, taking the kids to school, taking the kids to their open house, taking the kids to their orientation. So I'm basically mom on the go right now, and it's been crazy busy. So, yes, that's why this mama is tired as a mother, y'all, tired as a mother. Yes. So, and with that, I am out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right, so my 7-year-old was telling us how the bathroom is set up in his school. And I asked if they have to close the door and if they lock the doors. I just wanted to know the procedure about the bathrooms, because my pre-care is in the school also. So I wanted to see if he was able to open the doors and stuff. So long story short, my 7-year-old was like, in his bathroom, they have the occupy and vicinity sign. He said when no one's in there, it says vicinity. And when someone's in there, it says occupy. And I had to think about it for a minute. And I was like, you mean occupy and vacancy? And he was like, oh, yeah. I just thought it was a little funny. All right, time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. Okay, so my inspirational quote for today is, half the trouble in life is caused by pretending that there isn't any. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other and most importantly, take care of them kids.